Let's go! KZIA FM and HD1. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Iowa City.
My friends are famous.
My friends, my friends, my friends are famous, yeah.
My friends, my friends, my friends are famous.
Spending the afternoon with your new BFFs. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor.
My friends are famous, famous.
On C102.9.
Today, December 27th, 2023, will go down as a day in history.
Yeah?
Man, did it feel good to dump mayo all over your head this morning.
Oh, my God. I feel like I still stink like mayo, too. I feel like I can smell a whiff of it every once in a while, and I'm telling you, I showered for 30 minutes.
You were covered. It stunk in the moment. Like, I felt bad for you because as the dumper, I didn't get any on me. I was, like, almost getting sick at the smell of it. So I can't imagine you having it run down your face. Oh, I don't think I would ever eat mayo again.
No, I don't want a sub sandwich. I don't want nothing mayonnaise anytime soon. It was so disgusting. Yeah, it was awful. Going down my body, going down my hair. And then we had to hose me off. And I think that was probably one of the worst parts of it all is because the water coming out of the hose was ice cold.
Yeah, because it is, again, December 27th. It's freezing out.
It is freezing, and I wasn't prepared for that. And
but you had to do it. You were literally covered. But I feel like you've earned a badge of honor.
I
this
did.
This is something that you wanted.
I don't know if I want it again.
Well, I feel like, I mean, neither of us were the ones to specifically decide that it was mayo. We had been voting.
No, the listeners voted for it.
For the last, like, week and a couple of days. So I think, to be fair, I'm going to say when we do this next year. I'm not even giving you the chance
what?
To say if. When we do this year, you've already done mayo.
So it's off the table?
So I don't think it'll even be on the table next
okay.
year. Just because you've already joined the Hall of Fame, I'm sure there's like probably less than 10 people that have had mayo dumped on their head.
Well, good.
You're one of them now. Congratulations.
I will tell you this. You want to hear something cool?
Mm-hmm.
My hair is really soft. Because, you know, mayo is really good for your hair. It is very soft. And I Snapchatted it, like a video of it to a couple people. One of them was one of my good friends who happens to be my hairdresser as well.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, mayo is really good for you. So she's actually really proud that we picked mayo.
I mean, was it hard to watch? Yeah. But was it good for you? Also, yeah.
Yeah. So my hair is nice and smooth.
Well, I mean,
it just, I feel like, has a little bit of mayo to it. When I was blow drying it, I felt like I was cooking mayo.
Oh, I don't know. I can't smell
anybody
it from
wanna
over
go
here.
On a date tonight?
Ooh. Add a little lettuce, a little tomato, bacon maybe.
And that's a date for you.
I call you a BLT. No, we could talk about it all day long, but you have to see it for yourself. We took a video, slow-mo included, and you can see it now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Those Girls in the Afternoon, Z102.9.
Christmas has come and gone, which means the next thing up in front of us is the new year, which can be a little bit overwhelming because I feel like everybody's like, oh, I have to like set all my goals and get my bucket list ready of like all the things I want to do and accomplish in 2024.
You gotta work on that. What is it? The board. With all the photos on
it? The vision board.
Thank you. I couldn't remember what it's called.
Well, that can be overwhelming because even me, I don't love thinking of like, okay, here's all of the things I want to accomplish in the next new year. Because it feels like a lot of pressure.
It does.
And you forget about it after 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw this girl on TikTok who was talking about how she does not do a bucket list.
Okay.
She does a ducket list. I can't say what she actually is calling it, but you get the vibe. The ducket list, which she says has improved her life by leaps and bounds. So instead of being like, okay, my bucket list for 2024 is to travel more or learn how to juggle and
get married
and drink a gallon of water every day. Like, those are the things that you're like, okay, I have to accomplish these or I'm a big failure.
Okay.
But now she's flipped it. And I'm sure she still does do a bucket list of sort, but with the ducket list, you think about what you no longer need to tolerate, the things you need to let go of, the beliefs that are keeping you stuck, the habits that are holding you back. So she makes a list of
sleeping
things
in
there you go. That could go on your ducket list. So she, instead of just focusing on like goals, I'm going to fail if I don't accomplish these things. She also thinks about the things that she does not want to continue on with in 2024 or whatever the new year is. So I'm kind of like, oh my God, this is life changing and I kind of want to do it.
I feel like this is more you. This is so you.
It is.
I'm more of a vision board and you're more of this.
I feel like
you're putting X's on here. You're like, well, I don't want to do with you.
That's been long known. Sorry. But it's kind of nice being like, okay, do I want to eat healthier? Sure. But what do I want to leave behind? I want to leave behind soda. It almost makes you be more specific.
I like that. Yeah.
And I'm kind of a negative Nancy, which makes
you
it more fun.
You totally are. That's why I think this is more you than me.
Well, yeah, I'm going to set my ducket list.
Are you going to call it what it actually is?
Right now? No.
No, because we'd be in trouble. No, but
I'm not trying to leave my job behind in 2023.
Here we go. Z102.9. And those girls in the afternoon.
Don't feel down because your grandma, Susie, was pestering you about why you were single all weekend at the Christmas table. Because honestly, the dating game ain't,
it's horrible.
It ain't it necessarily. And this is just another reason you can feel okay about not hitting the town looking for your significant other, because I got a dating horror story for you, and it is rough.
This is the story you should be telling your Aunt Susie.
I mean, you could
Aunt
do
Susie,
that.
Listen to Taylor during Dating Horror Stories, Tuesdays at 3:45. This is why dating sucks in 2023.
And this is why we don't want to try. Okay, today's story comes from Brittany. She says, I matched with a guy on a dating app who lived about an hour away from me. We agreed he would drive up closer to where I'm at and go out for dinner. And he did mention he would stay in town for the night, but I figured he had friends here in the area or whatever. I walked into the restaurant that we agreed on and immediately could tell he's about 15 years older than the pictures he used on his dating profile.
Uh-oh.
I wouldn't say it's a deal breaker, but it made me a little uneasy that he would use misleading photos, but I decided I'll stick it out for the meal and I'll dip right after. After dinner, he insisted on walking me to my car.
Mm-mm.
And then he said, okay, so I'll just follow you back to your place then?
Mm-mm.
I was shocked. He never asked. He must have assumed, and obviously I knew this was an unsafe situation, so I turned to him and I said, okay. As soon as he turned his back from my vehicle and was walking towards his, I sped out of the parking lot before he even got to his car. Then he texted me an hour later and told me that he made it home safe.
Oh.
I didn't answer, and I never heard from him again after
Girl,
that.
Girl, I would have done the same thing.
I mean, genius.
First
of
off, I would have never let him walk me to my car. That's a warning right there.
Well, yeah.
Thank you. I'm good.
But she handled it kind of like a genius, because I would have frozen probably.
But if his car happened to be right next to you and you couldn't have sped out, you know where I would have taken him?
Where?
The police station.
Yes!
It's those girls in the afternoon with Destiny and Taylor.
Z102.9. Sometimes I just love TikTok because I swear you learn so much from the app.
And it sounds really dumb to say, but I am the same way. I feel like there's so many things that everybody else knew that I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't know this before. But there are some cultures that they wear a specific color of underwear the night of like New Year's Eve to manifest something in the new year.
I love this.
This is so cool, and I'm so totally going to do this. This is awesome.
I'm down for it. I love hearing all the different traditions and like superstitions almost going into the new year. So I've never thought about the underwear that I'm wearing, but
why aren't we talking about this?
I would like that to bring me good things in 2024.
Right? Okay. So I'm going to tell you about some of the colors of underwear you could wear and what will help you manifest into the new year. This is what I've learned on TikTok so far. Okay. So yellow brings luck. Like money and happiness.
Love it. Yes.
Blue is the color of health and wellness. So if you want like a healthy 2024, wear blue.
Okay.
White represents peace, harmony, and tranquility.
Peace, harmony. Okay. Yeah.
You're like,
I'm still, you said money earlier and I'm still thinking about it.
Green is for a year of a better luck than the previous year. Now you would probably think that's what I'm going to wear this year. Because my 2023 has been rough.
Yeah, you always say how unlucky this year has been.
I'm not going to wear green. I'll tell you why, because there's other colors that I think are better for me.
Okay.
Red is for your passion and romance. I might be wearing red. Honestly, might be wearing red.
That makes sense. That checks out.
Could wear pink, because pink is for luck and finding new love. So I'm like, do I wear pink and red underwear at the exact same time? Like, nobody told me if I can't wear two underwear at the exact same time.
I wonder if red is for, like, if you wanted to, like, a new spice in your current relationship, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
And then pink is more you're looking for somebody.
Okay, I'm going to wear pink Okay, I'm going to wear pink.
Okay.
Orange is a professional success. So if you want to, like, grow in your career, wear orange.
Love that.
Which color are you wearing?
Well, I'm trying to figure out, like, can I cut up some of my underwear when I go home and sew them all into one so I can have all of it?
Yeah, Billy, real good.
Z102.9's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor.
Go!
Dude, I was so shocked when I went to the grocery store today, Fairway, and I saw that they had grapes. I was like, wow, I am shocked that they have those in stock right now.
Why?
Because I am shocked nobody has bought all the grapes yet. Have you seen the trend on TikTok?
What are you talking about?
Okay,
no.
So there's a trend. I'm shocked. It's like been all over my TikTok for you page, but people are talking about how they are going to be eating 12 grapes at midnight on New Year's Eve. And apparently a lot of people did this last year. This is a tradition. This is actually something they do a lot in Spain, but a lot of people are doing it here in the U.S. as well. So let me tell you about the 12 grapes and why people are doing this. So, like I said, it's really popular in Spain, but basically you eat 12 grapes at midnight, and the 12 grapes stand for each month, January, February, March, April, right?
You have to eat them all at once.
Yeah, you got to eat them quick too, within like 12 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'd be like choking on them.
Well, that feels like a little bit of a choking hazard.
So as soon as it's like strikes midnight, go eat those grapes as fast as you can. And I didn't know that you can either eat them, you know, just standing up, sitting in a chair, wherever you'd like. But if you want to manifest or help yourself find love in the new year, what people say you should do is eat the grapes underneath a table. And a lot of people are saying this actually worked for them.
What?
I'm being serious. A lot of people on my TikTok For You page said that they ate grapes, 12 grapes underneath the table on New Year's Eve. And then they found a boyfriend, a girlfriend for 2023. So they did this in 2022, and then they found the love of their life. Girl, I'm about to eat 12 grapes.
Is that going to get me kicked out of a bar sneaking in a bag of grapes?
Okay, see, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking about maybe going to the bars this year. This might be the first time I've ever gone to the bars on New Year's Eve, and I was thinking about doing that, and I was like, are they going to check my pockets for grapes?
Well, and then even more so, are people going to be like, why is that girl under the table? I don't know that that's going to get you a boyfriend.
I know. And then I was like, what if I do this? And I'm just like at home by myself, and I'm just underneath a table eating grapes.
This feels like something I would definitely do in private.
Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
It's time to start thinking about the new year now, because apparently on TikTok, it's the thing that everybody is bringing up is like their good luck ritual that they do on New Year's Eve to bring in or manifest a better 2024. So we
feel like
know,
that's the reason why my 2023 was bad, because I didn't do this.
We want to know from you, what do you do on New Year's Eve that brings you good luck? You can still call us and let us know. 319-200-1029. Destiny, you brought up about eating 12 grapes.
Yep.
Underneath the table is like bonus points.
Underneath the table, if you want to find love, or if you want to manifest love. Otherwise, if that's not what you're looking for, then just eat 12 grapes standing up, whatever. It doesn't matter. But the 12 grapes represent each month and manifesting good months.
Okay. Well, I did a little bit of Googling because I was like, I've never done anything to bring in good luck on New Year's Eve. That's maybe something I should try out. Well, there's a lot of other cultures that just say anything round on New Year's Eve, whether that be black-eyed peas is a big one.
I've heard of that.
Round fruits. It's supposed to bring you good luck, and a lot of people say in numbers of 12, like you said, to represent the months. But in the Philippines, they don't just eat round things. They like to wear polka dots.
No way. That's so cool.
Apparently, if you were to go out in the Philippines on December 31st, New Year's Eve, you would see a lot of people wearing polka dots. Because that's the thing in the new year that's supposed to bring good luck.
Is it just 12 like polka dots or does it just matter? It doesn't matter.
I don't know. It doesn't. I don't think it matters.
That's
or
cool though. If okay, I know what I'm wearing. I got to find polka dots for the day.
Well, let me give you another option because Brazil says everyone wears white.
Wait, why? To bring in good luck. Supposed to wear white after Labor Day.
Well, first of all, that rule's long dead, but they wear white for good luck and for peace. So
okay,
maybe white with some polka dots,
like white with like pink polka dots or something else. Okay.
I think we can make that work from you, but I want to hear from other people. What are those things that you do in your house or you grew up learning that brought you good luck on New Year's Eve? You can call us and let us know. 319-200-1029.
Those girls in the afternoon.
Oh yeah, they're great.
Destiny and Taylor on C102.9.
Who would have thought I've been doing New Year's Eve wrong for the last, well, 26 years.
I had no idea I was doing it wrong too. I've heard of people, you know, eating black-eyed peas for good luck. That is the only thing I knew that people were doing on New Year's Eve.
Well, thanks to TikTok, it's kind of the buzz. Everybody is sharing their kind of like rituals or secrets, tips and tricks of things that they eat or do on New Year's Eve that they
swear by.
Yeah, they swear by. They do it because they are manifesting good luck. So we've talked about eating 12 grapes. We've talked about the color of your underwear.
Yep.
Back to eating. In Japan, they say eating long foods provides longevity. So especially
I should go to Subway and get a foot long?
You know what? Honestly, that probably would count, but they think more like noodles.
Oh,
long noodles for long life. So you could add that with your grapes, I guess. The Irish bang Christmas bread on the walls of their homes.
What's Christmas bread?
Maybe like a loaf of bread that you had at the Christmas dinner or whatever.
Okay. On the walls?
You bang them on the walls. It's supposed to chase out any bad spirits out of the house to start the new year off.
I just want to do that to tick my neighbors off. That's
I know.
What I
but it's also bread, so it's like, it's not going to be that loud. Like, it's fine. Speaking of windows, it's apparently a common superstition that you should open your windows and doors.
What?
To let the old year out and the new year in. I don't, it doesn't say how
I'm
long.
I'm sorry. What's the temperature going to be?
Well, that's where I'm like, oh, maybe somewhere nicer than here it would work, but it doesn't say how long you have to do it. Maybe right at midnight you just open up your front door and
okay, well, it's
going to
be partly sunny and a high near 34. That night, low around 19. No, thank you.
It'll be real chilly. Okay, well, what else can you do? You can do what they do in Denmark, and they like to leap into the new year. So at midnight, they stand on chairs, and they take a leap into the new year to bring good luck and banish
bad
spirits.
Wait, they stand on top of a chair?
Mm-hmm. I guess
no, in my luck, I'd come right down and twist my ankle.
I guess maybe you could just jump, like physically jump if you want to. One that I had never heard of was in Russia. They drink champagne, as we do here around here, but they write down a wish on a piece of paper. They burn it, and then they add the ashes to their champagne, which I don't think would taste very good.
Oh, it probably adds a nice smoky flavor to it. You know what? I'm not against trying that one.
And here's one I think that is...
I think you should put something that was bad, though. Well, that'd be kind of cool. You know, it's like something you want to get rid of.
And then drink it.
You're
burning it, and then you're drinking it.
I don't know. That's just a thought.
I think this one is probably the most interesting. It is something that they do in Scotland, and they say that you need to be choosy about your first guest. So the first person that
comes... Who walks into your house?
Uh-huh. The first guest of your home in the new year, be it 1201 or the next day, may set the tone for the coming months.
So it should be your bestie.
So it needs to be somebody that's bringing good energy, that...
Well, you just admitted you're a Debbie Downer earlier, so you are not the first person to walk into my house.
I wasn't coming over anyway.
Destiny and Taylor.
Oh, yeah!
Those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
Where you been looking for love? Wrong!
I was going to say the dating apps.
Don't even answer, because I know the answer is wrong.
Okay.
Not me personally. I don't have the answers because what do I know? Seriously, it's not up to me. No, but there is a trend on TikTok that is kind of revealing a potential perfect place to meet other single people who are ready for a relationship. And that is the airport.
What?
The airport is maybe where the love of your life is. Let me explain.
Okay, have you seen how much plane tickets cost?
Would you let me explain before you start doo-dooing all over it?
I'm sorry. Go on.
Okay, so first of all, the hashtag airport crush has taken over on TikTok. Now that I'm saying it, I know tonight you're going to go home and you're going to see all sort of airport crush TikToks.
On my TikTok For You page.
So, I mean, there's like love stories that people share, like, oh my gosh, there was somebody next to me and we were watching the same show or listening to the same music. Like, people make connections with somebody that's sitting next to them on their flight. But then there's other videos where other people are like, oh my gosh, I want that to be me. So they're sitting in their seats and they're like putting on their lip gloss and making sure their hair looks right because they're like, what if I meet,
oh my God,
the love of my life at the airport or on this airplane? So here's a little bit more as to why maybe we think this way.
Okay.
Because, you know, imagine like you're at the airport, somebody catches your eye that you're like, wow, that's a really attractive person. Why do you think that? Well, it's kind of the same as a work crush or a gym crush, where it's not necessarily they're a 10 out of 10 your type, but you're in the same place, you're doing the same thing. Mm. There's already that like natural bond, you're traveling to the same place, that your mind kind of tricks itself into thinking like you're more into that person than you are. The same way at the gym, you're just like, oh, I always see that guy lifting weights, I'm in love with him. No, you're not, but you think you are. But with the airport, there's also like so much mystery around it. Like, where is that person going? What is their life like?
Yeah.
And mystery can be really attractive to some people.
100%.
So the airport is where people seem to be finding or trying to find the love of their lives.
Well, I think I've been, no wonder I didn't have not found love at the airport, was because every time I go to the airport, I look like a rat and a half.
Well, yeah. And so does everybody else.
I never looked attractive at the airport.
That's why there's hashtag airport crush. There's girls like primping themselves, not necessarily getting like glammed up.
Have you ever looked glam at the airport? I have never. I'm wearing sweatpants, a sweatshirt. My hair is in a bun. I'm wearing 3-day makeup.
Well, if you can't love me at my best, you don't deserve me at my worst.
Those girls in the afternoon on
Z102.9. I feel like every single week I'm learning a new dating theory, dating trend. Thank you, TikTok.
Yeah, no kidding. It's always like how to test your man or whatever it is. There's always something.
Well, this dating theory, I don't know. This one's a good one. So this girl's gone kind of viral because she says men date from zero. So let me explain what she's talking about. So when a man meets you, you start out at a zero. You ain't got no points.
Is this like when they're like, oh, she's a 10, but they always think we're a zero, actually?
We start out at a zero, actually.
Wow.
We don't start out at a 10. I mean, maybe our looks are a 10 out of 10, but in all reality, we're a zero right away. And you end up...
Bummer.
I know, right? And you end up building up more points as you, like, go out on dates with them. Like, oh, does she have the same type of, like, political views as me? Okay, 10 points. Does she want to have kids like I do? 20 points or whatever. So you start gaining more points. You start out at zero with them, but you start gaining more points to get towards like 100. That's how men date. However, girls, we start from 100. And when we meet you, you are perfect. And then we realize all the things that are wrong. And then slowly 2 points away because you snort weird, or another 2 points because you chew with your mouth open, or 10 points because you want to have kids and I don't, or something like that. So we go in like reverse, because they start with zero, we start with 100. And I've totally done this before, because I've been like talking to some guy on like Hinge or Bumble or whatever, and I'm like, oh my God, he's so perfect. Oh, he might be the one. And then I go on a date with him, and then he starts losing points because like there's all these things. Right. So like it's totally true.
I agree, because I do have friends like you, Destiny, that are like hopeless romantics. That
100%.
Every guy that they meet, they're like, he's the one. I feel like we're twin flames. Like, we have so much in common. And then, you know, you check in with your girlfriend next week, and they're like, well, turns out he has a girlfriend, but we're going to try to work through it. And you're like, what? Are you sure?
Right.
But Where I disagree is I think my friends have said this to me before, is that I date like a guy.
I think you do. I think like you start out at zero.
I do start out at zero. Like even with my current boyfriend, love you so much. I didn't want to date at first. Like I just wasn't into it. But then the more I got to know him, it was points added on for me instead of like he didn't start at a 10 for me.
So I have a question though, because I was already thinking that you definitely date like a guy. And nothing wrong with that. I feel like you are definitely...
like a man! Like a man, yeah!
I feel like you start out at zero, then there's totally. there's the hopeless romantic like me who starts out at 100. Do you think he's the opposite, though? And that may be why you guys vibed and worked or whatever?
100%,
he started at 100 with you?
I think, yeah. I would have to ask just to see what his response would be. I would be curious. But I think he would even say he started at a 10 because he was, like, so into it, would not give up, would not let up, like... wanted to put his best foot forward and take me on dates and make dinner and stuff. And I was so the opposite. You're really onto something with this, I think.
I don't even know if we could do, if you could do two of the same. Because I don't know if you could date two zeros. If two zeros could date. No, I don't know if that's going to vibe. I feel like a zero and a 100 do have to mix together.
Well, because I feel like there's the one person that like is the hopeless romantic and wants it to really work out. And then there's the other person that maybe is... I feel like realistic sounds like...
It sounds like
a mean word, but it's not.
But it's true, though.
More level-headed where you're like, okay, yeah, you're really great, but let's think about it logically.
Let's slow things down.
And unfortunately, that's me. Apparently, I date like a guy.
Be a man, Taylor!
A man!
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
You know when you were little, it was always like the best time ever when your parents would leave and you would get left home alone or with your older siblings in charge of you. It just felt like, I don't know, an extra sense of freedom.
It did. It was a lot of fun.
I can get away with much
more. Even if it was just for 20 minutes because they didn't really trust you a whole lot.
Yeah, they were going on a grocery trip and they're like, okay, lock the doors, don't answer the phone.
You know what I did?
What'd you do?
I used every swear word in the book when they were gone.
Just to yourself? I'm sure that felt good.
Started slamming doors too.
Ooh, see, we would like.
What did you do?
I had two older sisters, so that's who would be in charge of us. We would get laundry baskets out and go sledding down the stairs.
No freaking way!
Don't try it. It hurt. You get hurt. But
does it end up flopping over?
Oh yeah, yeah. It
hurts
your butt.
How did you not end up in the hospital?
I don't know. Actually,
that's a good question.
My oldest sister went down the laundry chute. We were horrible, so that's why we should have never been left alone.
Did she get stuck?
No, she made it through. She was fine.
She's fine. Wait, I'm still coming over to your house. I want to do that.
Oh, it's my old house. Anyways, those were the best times, like the funnest stuff and the best stories now or when you were home alone. But yeah. I don't know about the situation that is taking over the internet right now. And that is a real life home alone incident with Spirit Airlines. So there was a 6-year-old boy, Casper, who's going to be flying unaccompanied from Philadelphia to Fort Myers, meaning he didn't have a guardian with him. So
are there rules against that at all? I really don't know.
I'm not really sure either, but he was in custody of a Spirit Airlines team member. So he had a guardian with him, step in so that he wasn't, because a 6-year-old cannot travel by themselves. I'm 26 and I have never traveled by myself.
TSA freaks me out. So
I'm scared.
No, don't make me do it.
So he was in their custody. And instead of getting put on a flight to Fort Myers, he was accidentally put on a flight to Orlando. So his grandparents were at the Fort Myers airport, like, hello, where's my grandson, Casper? And none of the team members on the flight that had arrived there had a child with them.
Uh-oh.
So then they found out that there was a miscommunication. He got put on a flight to Orlando instead, but he was with someone the entire time. It's not like he got, I don't know, like left on the plane.
Did he go to Disney? Because Disney's in Orlando.
Well, they got it all sorted out, and the family had a lot of question marks of like, how did this happen? And Spirit was like, oh, it was just a mistake. And we took the immediate step to communicate, make sure we got him connected with the family, but he was always under our care and supervision. No worries there. But I'm like, I don't know how this happened, and I'm sure that was a really scary moment for his grandparents.
Oh, 100%.
And if I was the 6-year-old showing up, it's like when your parents forgot to pick you up from school.
Or it's when they left you at Target.
You got left at Target?
You never did.
There was days that it was like you were the last one waiting on the corner for your parents to pick you up from school, and you're like, I think they forgot. Here we go.
Those girls in the afternoon. Z102.9.
Pop quiz, and I know you weren't ready for this, Taylor.
No, I actually wasn't at all.
Okay, where have I said I want to find love one day?
The grocery store.
Where? What?
The produce section.
You're right. Ding, ding, ding.
And I can't tell you enough that it would be actually really creepy if that happened.
Okay, I don't think I will ever probably find love in the produce section at a grocery store, but I feel like it happens in movies, in rom-coms. I thought maybe it would happen for me. But maybe I'll find love a different way without using dating apps, okay?
Yeah, I think that's possible.
Because I've been open and honest about how I use Bumble. I use Hinge. They haven't been working for me.
Yeah, I feel like it's real hit or miss. People either say that it's like a terrible experience or people find the love of their life sometimes. Yeah, maybe it's just not your time yet.
Maybe not. But maybe I could find love through a coworker's ex.
You're not talking about me.
No.
I mean, if you want, go for it. But.
Okay, here's what happened. I had a coworker come up to me and said, I think I have the perfect person for you. Which, by the way, I've never had anyone do this for me. I have never had someone come up to me and be like, I think I have someone that is perfect for you. I think you should go on a date with them. I've never had that happen.
Yeah, it's like there's always one friend that's like tries to play matchmaker.
Yes, I don't have any of those friends, luckily.
I have.
But they were like, you should go out with this guy. He's really, really great. She's talking him up. He's never been to jail. I was like, great. He doesn't drink. I was like, great. I'm like, you're really selling him here. Here we go. And then she says, he's my ex.
Like a recent ex?
Several years ago.
Okay.
Several years ago. So I think it's doable, right?
I don't know who you're talking about. So like, would a couple years ago be like a high school boyfriend for this person?
No. I think 20s.
Oh, okay. So yeah, still pretty young, which those relationships, like, you look back and you're like, did that really count?
She was vouching him, saying a lot of great things. Really? Talking him up. Said he was a really great ex. Apparently she showed a photo of me. He's interested.
So they're still friends.
Yes. Really good friends, actually.
Interesting. Yeah. So what are you going to do with this information?
I have no idea what I'm doing with this information.
I can't say that I have ever, ever, ever had a friend set me up with one of their exes.
Same. That's a first. Because I feel like everybody hates their exes. Everybody does.
So do you think this is like a green flag that the
kinda.
Ex... Like they, that
if you're willing to like vouch for your ex, that's a green flag right there.
I just am at a loss for words. So are you going to go on a date with him?
I don't know.
And is the coworker going to go with?
Here we go. Z102.9. Those girls in the afternoon.
Would you be able to vouch for any one of your exes and be like, you know what? They're a good person and I think you should go out with them. It didn't work for me. But maybe it could work for you. Could you do that? You could text us right now, 319-200-1029. Simply just tell us yes or no. If you could do that.
Well,
you're making me nervous.
44.
Be careful.
4408 said no. Simply. 2245
watch
said
yourself.
Are you beep kidding? So we're like, so is that a no? Is that what you're just saying? And they said correct. Well, we're talking about this because Destiny, one of our coworkers, I guess, came to you almost, I would almost say, with a sales pitch on their ex.
It's funny because she worked in sales.
I know. That's why I said it.
That's funny.
But being like, I think he would be really great for you. And my wheels have been turning over here. Like, would I vouch for an ex if I met a person that I think would like mesh well with them? Would I be able to say nice things? Because normally when you're talking about exes with your girlfriends,
you got nothing but bad things to say about them.
You're talking
about, they
did
you wrong. Even if they didn't and you broke up with them,
yes,
they still somehow did you wrong in some sort of way.
Right. But I think there is one ex of mine I probably could.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah. I'm like, it's painful for me to say yes.
I am shocked.
I think if I met
Sorry, I just saw a text. Keep going. You keep going, I'll read a text, but keep going.
If I met somebody that I really thought that would be a good match for this ex of mine, I don't know that I really have anything like valid enough that is actually bad about him. Like, I ended that relationship. Not
so it
even
was a
because
you problem.
It was a me problem. I'm the problem. He didn't even do anything wrong. It was like I just kind of realized we weren't a good fit. Like, we were so different.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he gave me the ick a lot.
Yeah.
And he annoyed me, but like not in a, like, somebody else probably would think it's really charming. So I think I could somehow force it out of me to talk good about him if I met somebody that I think would be a good match.
Jaden's Aunt Amy just texted in. Heck no.
I mean, I got two other exes that I'm like, I'm trying to hold myself back.
Dude,
right now, because
really,
I have nothing nice to say.
I'm really thinking about my exes and I'm like, could I do any of them? That one guy that I was dating in November. Whatever month it was, that I told you, I think he cheated on me.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it was the whole thing there that you're like, should we reach out? Should we see if he cheated on me?
Yes.
So I'm having a hard time because I don't know if I would actually vouch for him, because I still don't know if he actually cheated on me. I'm pretty positive he did. However, he was hands down to this day the most gentleman man I have ever been with. Opened the door. He, even when he picked me up at my place, he stood outside the door, outside of the car, and waited for me to get out of the house to then open the car door for me. Was the biggest gentleman ever. But he was done with his money. He's very immature. I think he needs to grow up just a smidge. So I don't know. I feel like I'd have a hard time vouching him. I could only say one nice thing, which is he's a gentleman.
Yeah.
So I just, I'm like,
ugh. He'll open the door for you. And then while he's holding the door, he's texting his ex.
It's those girls in the afternoon with Destiny and Taylor.
C102.9. It's always exciting opening our email, those girls at KZIA.com, and seeing somebody else reaching out for Dear Destiny.
I do enjoy that.
So we are back again today. There's a new message looking for help from Dr. Destiny.
I just want to make that very clear. That's a fake doctor before that.
I'll just keep saying it until it actually happens. They do those honorary doctorate things like Taylor Swift has. Someday that'll be you.
Somebody please. The University of Iowa?
We're going to make it happen. Here is today's message.
Dear Destiny, my boyfriend and I have been together for over a year, but the last 6 months we have been going long distance. He got a job out of state, and I'm just not ready to make the move yet, but we agreed that we wanted to stay together until I'm ready to move with him. It's going okay, but I feel like we're missing that extra spice in the relationship. What can I do to keep my long-distance relationship spicy?
Ooh, that's a good one. I have done long-distance twice.
Have you?
In high school, my boyfriend, my junior year, lived 2 hours away.
Yeah, that's a good amount of distance.
And then my ex-fiance and I did do long distance at one point, and I lived 4 hours away in Missouri.
Ooh, okay, yeah, you're coming to the
okay,
right place.
So you are coming to Dr. Destiny, who can give you some really good advice. And I'll tell you what really kind of helps keep things spicy in the relationship is nothing helps more than a good argument. I love, like, you know, getting them like just riled up a little bit, you know? I don't know if you've seen the trend on TikTok. Ask them to name a woman. And if they don't name you, that starts an argument right there. I think that helps you keep it spicy. I also just love doing that in general in relationships to keep things spicy, whether it's long distance or not. A good argument helps.
A text argument is pretty easy to start. Okay.
Spicy. I love it.
Queen of Spice, Dr. Destiny, has given her diagnosis, but now we need to hear from you.
Yeah, feel it real good. Z102.9's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor. Go!
She's working towards her honorary doctorate degree. That's Dr. Destiny.
That's going to be a bit, but we're working on it.
Well, yeah, I feel like we're taking the right steps. We've got people already who email us, thosegirls@kzia.com, when they've got a problem mm-hmm. or need a little extra insight. And today, in our inbox, we had a message from a girl who has been with her boyfriend for a little over a year, but the last 6 months they've done long distance. They don't want to break up. They're doing fine. She's just not quite ready to move to where he's at yet. So she was asking you, Destiny, what she can do to keep her long distance relationship spicy.
And I have always said, you know, something that can help keep the relationship spicy is a fun little argument. And sure. Honestly, the trend right now on TikTok is name a woman. Go ahead and do that tonight on the phone.
With the intention of starting a fight.
Yeah. See what he says. And if he doesn't name your name, that's already an argument.
It's a green light ahead. Jamie, what do you think she should do?
Make sure that we're communicating all the time, and I would try to initiate like spicy conversations maybe. I know there's like games that you can play that you can buy that are spicy in nature. So maybe I would buy one of those because they ask like questions about each other's likes and dislikes and stuff. So I'd maybe like buy a game and try and play it.
I really like that answer from
I didn't even know there was a game.
Jamie. I feel like I've seen stuff on TikTok before where it's like card games meant for people in relationships, not necessarily long distance, but you know, it makes you communicate, and that's something you can do over long distance. But I feel like, you know, there's like so much technology in the world. Why don't we use it to our advantage?
What do you mean?
That's all I can tell you.
Those girls in the afternoon with Destiny and Taylor. Weekdays 3 until 7 on Z102.9.